that if you're an Elvis Presley fan, and I mean, really, I know you are, because who is not the king of rock and roll, right? Well, this January, just actually a couple weeks ago, January 8th would have been Elvis Presley's 89th birthday. Well, regardless of Elvis's age, he is absolutely timeless. His influence is still out there, and we all still love him. And I'm so excited because there's a show coming to town that is awesome. I'm talking about Chris McDonald's Memories of Elvis. Very happy to have with me on the phone right now, Chris McDonald himself. When it comes to tribute artists, you know, Chris, I've seen you perform. You are just a wonderful performer, incredibly respectful, and I'm looking forward to this show.
Well, thank you very much. What it's about is about a celebration of the life and music of the king of rock and roll. And I've got an 8-piece band, two girl dancers, and we do the tribute to the different eras of his career. The 50s, you know, the stuff from the Ed Sullivan Show.
Right.
Come out with that look, you know, with the suit jacket and the black and white shoes, you know, two-tone shoes.
Mm.
Do some of those songs like, you know, Heartbreak Hotel and Hound Dog and all those great songs from the early years. And then I do a costume change during the show, not on stage, of course, I go off stage. and there's video clips running that bring you into the movies of Elvis.
Oh, wow.
So I'll come, yeah, so the video clips bring you into the that era of his career, and I come out and do the movie look. And we do songs like, you know, from Blue Hawaii, Kid, I'm Falling in Love, Return to Sender, Viva Las Vegas, you know, all those great movie songs. And then I leave the stage to change again while another video runs, and it's the brings you into that 1968 comeback, the black leather. You know, the black leather outfit he wore.
I love that
outfit. Yeah, it's fantastic. He wanted to show people could still rock and roll, you know, after all those movies. So we come out and I do in the black leather, and we do songs from that, including that wonderful song, If I Can Dream, which was featured in the Elvis movie.
Yes, beautiful song.
Which was a very, very beautiful song. We do that as a part of the show.
Right.
And then we take a little intermission, and then I come back in the white fringe outfit, and we do the 70s, all those concert years, you know, in Vegas, Burning Love, Suspicious Minds, My Way. Sweet Caroline, his version of Sweet Caroline, that kind of stuff. So these are all the kind of songs that you can sing along with. You can bring the whole family. And it's a celebration of what made Elvis leave such a, you know, huge mark on entertainment. And that's what we try to do, is try to present him at his best and talk about what he did.
That's one of the great things about it, is that you're covering all of those eras, because, you know, every one of Elvis's eras and times and presentations had its own unique appeal and power. And you're hitting all of them, Chris.
Well, that's what we're trying to say. It's such a big story. You know, it's the shy, humble country boy who became the king of rock and roll. So we basically, you know, he went through three decades of music, and that's kind of what we try to show you, so his body of work, you know, the songs that range from, you know, rock and roll to huge pop ballads, country music, blues, you know, a little bit of everything. And again, I never say I'm Elvis during the show. We do a natural resemblance. I do the outfits. We tell the story of his career, and I move naturally. It's not over the top, so it's not an impersonation or a characterization of it. It's not like a comic book. It's just a natural tribute. I talk about what he did during the show, but again, everything is done naturally. So I want to remind you of Elvis. At the same time, I'm also sharing memories of Elvis with you. So it's like a party that we're sharing together. We're sharing that kind of thing together.
Today, Chris, can you stick around with me for a few minutes and chat a little bit more about this?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Let's make it happen. Chris McDonald's Memories of Elvis. You know, we can't really talk about legends without Elvis Presley's name coming up in the conversation. He's the king of rock and roll. We love him, and his mark is completely indelible. I mean, it was just over the past couple of years, the biopic Elvis was such a huge hit, and it just shows why he's never really left our consciousness. Memories of Elvis. McDonald, he heads it up. He is the premier Elvis tribute artist. Not somebody who tries to be Elvis, not an impersonator, someone who shares the memories, shares the talent, and brings you right into it like that. Chris, you've been doing this a very, very long time. You really are about the best in the business at it. And obviously, Elvis means a lot to you. Obviously, you have some powerful memories of the king. Why are you so passionate about Elvis that you carry on the legacy like this?
Well, I appreciate you saying those kind words. I'm doing a tribute like we're talking about. And the reason why I call it the name of the show, Chris McDonald's Memories of Elvis, because it is personal.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is my, I didn't get a chance to see Elvis perform live. He was gone by the time, you know, I wasn't able to see him.
Right.
My mom got me into the music. So the reason why I actually am into all this is because my mom used to sit me down in front of the television Saturday and Sunday afternoons, and we'd watch a bunch of old movies. You know, they run them all the times in the afternoons. We'd watch the scary movies. We'd watch the beach movies. The Elvis movies would come on. He'd beat up the bad guy. He'd win the race. They had beautiful girls in bikinis chasing him. So, I mean, that was it. It sounded like a great gig, even when you're just a little kid, you know?
Right.
And as a kid, you learn things with your heart. That's how you learn things.
Beautifully put.
And that's how I learned about Elvis. And, you know, it was something very special to me. And it was like a hero. You know, I had football heroes. I had baseball heroes. Elvis was my hero with rock and roll. And that's how I really got into this. So I kind of studied the music. And then, you know, of course, I emulate him. And, you want to sing. And that's what I used to do as a kid. And I also got into the history of the music. And I said, wow, this is, you know, this is great. What happened then? So I started studying Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, you know, all the guys who were around him during the time, Little Richard, B.B. King. So all those influences that made Elvis Elvis at the time, too, you know, country western music, rhythm and blues. That's kind of what I got into, too. So I kind of went at it that way as a historian. So I had an understanding of how he got started. And then when the music, when you hear the music, you get it.
Yes.
No matter what song he does, he makes it his own. No matter what song he does, you think he's singing to you, or you think he's singing, he's in, you know, he basically captures the lyrics of the song, what the songwriter is doing in the song, and conveys that emotion. And then as an entertainer, that is what you're supposed to do when you sing. It's all about conveying that emotion.
Conveying that emotion. It sounds to me, Chris, like when you perform, it brings you back into those memories of sitting with your mom and watching those movies, and what a key and beautiful time that was. And we all have those kinds of memories, and the right soundtrack to it, they bring it back. It becomes such a powerful shared experience, and the music of Elvis, a very powerful shared cultural moment in the United States and around the world. You bring it back, Chris, with the memories of Elvis. It's an incredible show. It's a wonder. And Tom, celebrate your memories of Elvis right along with Chris McDonald. Chris, thank you so much for your passion and for your time. Thanks a lot for calling in today.
It's been fantastic. Thank you very much for speaking with me. And tell everybody to come on out and have some fun. That's what it's all about, celebrating the memories of Elvis.
That's it. Join Chris McDonald. Have some fun. Bring your whole family and make some new memories right along with those memories of Elvis.